Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff, folks. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino, 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday, gearing up for all the action this weekend. And, of course, talking some LSU football. LSU update brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910 to help us talk Tigers in this wacky-do coaching search. Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Glenn, man, how you been doing with just the football news, the head coaching madness, and every other LSU sport going on right now?
It seems like every radio show that I'm on or have done, it feels like it's been months and months and months since the last time I was on with you guys. And in reality, it's maybe only been, what, 3 or 4 weeks? I mean, I don't think I've talked to you guys since the whole Brian Kelly thing went down. But, I mean, it feels like it's been eons ago. But we're hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Glenn. One of the things is I always worry about the players here because you can kind of get caught in the swirl of so many things happening, and we're talking about 19, 20, 21-year-old young men, and even for older guys, it's difficult to handle, when you get caught in the vortex of the football tornado. But I think one of the things, in having Frank Wilson there, he has sort of calmed everything down and brought a certain intensity to the game. Now, you still have issues. You still can't really run the ball consistently well. They'll give up some plays, especially to mobile quarterbacks. But I do think that the one thing Frank brought to the table is some stability and to keep them from feeling all those excessive wins that happens when there's a coaching search going on right before your very eyes, and you can't get away from it. If it's TV, radio, internet, it's all over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Mike. I mean, the last 3 or 4 weeks when we've had the chance to talk to players, we've asked them about just how they've adjusted and how this program has kind of just tried to stay, with one step in front of them over the last, 3 or 4 weeks as this thing has kind of really unraveled. And they all of them have pretty much mentioned just the leadership that Frank Wilson and what's left of this coaching staff have really imprinted on them over these last month or so. They've done a really nice job of getting out the right messages. And I think really leaning into the aspects of LSU football that, a lot of these players maybe initially came here to really enjoy. They've had a lot of the former players come in and speak to them over the last month. They've really opened the doors to those guys to kind of have them around the buildings as well. And so it's just getting back to that, familial feel that I think the LSU program has always kind of had. And I'm not saying that they lost that against Brian Kelly, but there's certainly opening the doors up a little bit more to the players now. And, I think a lot of these current roster guys have done a nice job of just maintaining the focus, right? And maintaining the aspect that, they all have something to play for, whether it's future NFL draft interest, whether it's future transfer portal interest from other programs, or trying to solidify spots on the team next year in 2026. Like, all these players that can go out there and have meaningful impacts over the next couple of weeks can put out really good film and kind of lead into that future a little bit brighter here with and Frank Wilson's been a huge part of that.
In watching the game over again, Michael Van Buren, I thought when he set his feet and threw the ball on time and in rhythm, I thought he threw the football really well. He got the ball in between sometimes, and their arms and hands around it, and he got it in there. And it's not like he's a green rookie. Look at all the games that he started at Mississippi State and played there. But for, I think, any time you get on that field, it's the timing part, because you haven't played with the same receivers. People say, well, he's played before, but he ain't played with those guys, okay? You don't understand. It's a different situation. I thought Michael Van Buren, okay, you're going to make some mistakes, but I thought overall he did a really good job, especially at the end of that game, using his feet, making a big play, but he was generally on target for most of his throws. And again, when he was off, it was because he didn't have his feet set and he was throwing off balance.
Yeah, I thought he managed the game really well. And I thought he did a really nice job of, like you said, not trying to do too much and not trying to get maybe out of his game a little bit. You know, when you're a first-time starter or making your debut in Tiger Stadium, something like that, it might be a little bit of nature for a player like that who's worked his entire life to get to that moment to maybe try to do a little too much in that situation. And, Van Buren was very much under control. I think it really helped them that they leaned into the run game early on. And I thought Harlan Berry and Caden Durham really kind of set the tone for LSU early in that first half and did a really nice job for him. And it allowed a guy like Van Buren to really kind of settle into his throws. He obviously has the mobility factor to where even if there was pressure, he was able to kind of evade it and extend plays and still look downfield for the open man. And, there was still some of that screen game that was woven into LSU's offense, but they definitely were a little bit more aggressive throwing the ball down the field this last weekend. And to your point, I thought they really kind of started to click there in that fourth quarter and when they really needed to. With that 92-yard touchdown drive to take the lead, and then in that final 5 minutes there, him rattling off that 35-yard run to really kind of put Arkansas on its heels there and not allow them to get the ball back, I thought was really important. And so some things that certainly they'll want to continue to work on, but also a lot that he can build from that performance last weekend, because I do think he's probably going to be your starting quarterback here for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Now, if Harold Perkins got to play against Arkansas every year, he'd be in the College Football Hall of Fame. Because you think about what he did as a freshman. And then last week,
especially he'd be a Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, would he? Yeah. But especially in the first half, man, he was a dominant player. I would like to see them freelance Harold in the same manner. We know one thing. And he's in the giddy-up position in the drive, man, he's something special. Where he's got some issues, he can cover in that little short zone if you drop him back, but he is so effective when they kick him in drive and say, okay, sick him, get that guy that just took the snap and make the play. He was just awesome in that first half against Arkansas.
No doubt. I mean, I think to your point, when they've asked him to maybe roam the field a little bit too much, and when, they're asking him to cover maybe a little bit too much of the field, that's where maybe some things can happen and where, he's maybe not as aggressive. But, when he's, and he had a really nice, interception in that first half when he did drop into coverage down there on the sidelines and really kind of helped LSU gain some momentum on that side of the ball early against Talon Green in that offense. So he was really great. I thought he did a really nice job in this game of, knowing when to attack and knowing when to, to hold back and to cover his slot and drop in coverage. And so he's somebody that, look, I think all of us have maybe wanted to see a little bit more from him at times, and it's been a little bit of a struggle to kind of figure out what exactly his role is going to look like, but his playmaking ability is certainly right up there with some of the best that we've seen when it's on. And I think NFL teams are certainly going to take notice of that. And we'll see kind of what that means for his future. But yeah, it was definitely one of his better games against Arkansas this last weekend, and something that hopefully he can build on for the next couple weeks as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we got the minutia of game playing out the way. I was going to save it for last. But this kind of swirl here with, and the momentum certainly with Kiffin, sort of picked up Monday when Wilson Alexander had a story about some of the things that were being offered. And then, you know, just Lane's a weird dude, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You know, like it or not, that's just the way he is. He's been like this all his life. He's not going to change. And, you know, your thoughts, what percentage would you give this football team to land Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, it really does change by the day. I think if you had asked me on Monday, I probably would have said 20%, you know, just because I do think there was a lot of momentum even coming out of the weekend for Florida. And then there was always the possibility that he would stay at Ole Miss too. I would probably bring it closer to 45 or 50% right now. Like I do think that the kind of the decision that's in front of him right now, there's really no wrong answer for him in his mind, right? He's got three great options between staying at Ole Miss or going to Florida or coming to LSU. I kind of get the feel based off of everything that I've heard and everybody I'm talking to that this really does feel like it's going to come down to him staying at Ole Miss or coming to LSU. Like I do think it has maybe shifted maybe to those two scenarios being the most likely. And I think if you ask 20 different people, they'll probably give you some version of the same answer, but it's going to be one of those two. And so I do think that he's got a lot of things that he's weighing right now. You know, there's a report out there that he's going to be meeting with the athletic director tomorrow at Ole Miss, and, you know, they're going to sit down and kind of discuss what his future looks like. And I think if we come out of that meeting and within the next 24 hours a deal is not announced or a contract extension is not announced, then there's a pretty good indication there that he's maybe out the door. And so I think tomorrow is going to be a huge day in this whole process and just in determining whether or not his future is going to be in Oxford or if it's going to be elsewhere.
Here's my deal about an extension. I think a deal very close to what he's going to sign, if not the same, has been on the table for some time. Mike Elko signed an extension. You look at the Indiana coach, he signed an extension. Some of the guys, they basically, once James Franklin got fired, Glenn, I think that's when everything really started to kind of pick up that, man, Lane Kiffin's going to be the hottest coach out there, college and pro, that you got to get him signed up. So that extension has actually been there, but he hasn't signed it. Now, again, I do know who's his agent, and I do know they may be playing everybody, which, and he's going to get the best deal he can. That's why I hired Jimmy, okay? That's why I would hire him. He's going to get me the best deal out there. So the thing about the extension is you could have done this midseason, and you didn't. And now you've strung this along, and it's become a bit of a freak show now, to be honest with you. And I think it puts the players in a real awkward spot when that happens.
Oh, you, no doubt. I mean, I can't really speak for how Ole Miss fans or how Ole Miss players are feeling right now, but I imagine it's got to feel, you know, pretty disgruntled and pretty frustrating right now if you're a fan of Ole Miss in terms of just not being in the midst of one of the greatest runs in your program's history, and all anybody wants to talk about is the future of your head coach. And so that's why I do think that tomorrow is going to be a really big important step in this process, because you know they got to prepare for Mississippi State and the Egg Bowl next week, and you know, he's going to have several more opportunities to have press conferences. And if this decision is still lingering, that's all anybody's going to want to continue to talk about, and he's going to have the same answers for all this. And that's why I think, you know, if we don't hear something tomorrow about an extension in place after that meeting with the athletic director within the next 24 to 48 hours following that meeting, I don't know what other takeaway you can have from other than the fact that, you know, Ole Miss just doesn't think that he's going to stick around, and, you know, they have to operate in that way. So I do think that LSU and Florida in that case would kind of have some understanding of, hey, maybe he's thinking about leaving, and we really got to up the intensity here. But like, I think for him, in that whole situation right now, you want to find some clarity here sooner than later. And I think tomorrow's meeting is going to tell us a lot about just what direction he might be leaning.
I've been involved in some coaching searches, and just some say this, I'm not involved with this one, so to speak, heavily involved, doing it from the media side. I'm not giving advice, but you better have a list longer than one, because it's rare that you would get the top guy. I'll ask you about a guy, and I've heard from LSU fans sort of mixed feelings, and I think he would definitely be in play if Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss or he goes to Florida. Eli Drinkwitz. So I'll get your comment on that, because he would be, to me, a similar type hire that Jay Johnson was when LSU hired him from Arizona, a guy that's had some success, but was he a top-line guy in baseball? And I don't think he was LSU's top choice, to be honest with you. In fact, I know he wasn't the top guy on the list. Your thoughts on Drinkwitz if it ends up being him?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, that's a pretty good comparison there. You know, I will say the thing that Jay Johnson did show at Arizona was that he took that team to Omaha twice when he was at Arizona. And, you know, when you're comparing postseason success, you know, you don't really see the same thing with Drinkwitz at Missouri. But I will say, like, what Drinkwitz has done at Missouri, no coach has probably ever done. I mean, that program has not been exactly a factory hub for winning before he got there. And he's turned it into, you know, a pretty consistent team in terms of wins and losses every year. You know, they're not consistently in the college football playoff conversation, but, you know, you look at his resume and it's a lot of 8-win, 9-win, you know, occasionally 10-win seasons there. And he's done more with less. And I think whenever you're looking at, you know, these kind of coaches that you might be looking at, whether it's him or Kenny Dillingham out at Arizona State, you know, there's something to be said for coaches doing more with less with the programs that they're currently at. And I think Drinkwitz certainly fits that mold. And you look at kind of the stability that maybe would come with, you know, hiring him. You know, Blake Baker and he had a great relationship. They had a great relationship coming out. When Blake Baker, you know, went to LSU, there was, you know, it was a very cordial departure there. Kevin, Peoples is still a part of this, you know, roster as well, a coaching staff. And so I do think that if you brought Drinkwitz in, you know, you'd really fill out the offensive side of the staff. But, you know, defensively, you'd have a lot of familiarity there if he was to be the choice. And so I really like the idea of Drinkwitz, too. I like the idea of Kenny Dillingham. Those are kind of maybe the next two that would be on my preferred list. And I think they're pretty high on LSU's list as well. But I don't think you can go wrong with Drinkwitz. I think he'd be a really nice addition here, and would be somebody that LSU certainly considers heavily if Lane Kiffin tells them no.
Glenn, here's the crazy part about it. What if Kiffin stays at Ole Miss? Wouldn't Drinkwitz be in play for the Florida job?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, look, all this has a ripple effect, right? I mean, yeah, you know, John Sumrall is another guy that's been flown to everybody. So, you know, it's all these have connecting dots for sure.
Glenn, awesome stuff as always. Thank you so much for giving us some time, man.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn. Hey, for Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, keep it locked onto WWL for breaking news, interview, and analysis. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.